construction in the southwest of England isn't just booming, it's exploding. We're talking about an 8% growth in 2025, followed by a staggering 10% increase in 2026. It's like the entire region is getting an extreme makeover.
Wow, those are some impressive numbers. What's driving this massive growth?
Well, it's a perfect storm of factors. We've got major infrastructure projects, urban redevelopment, and a renewed focus on sustainability all coming together. Let's start with Bristol. It's like the city's decided to reinvent itself overnight.
I've heard some buzz about Bristol lately. What's happening there specifically?
Oh, where do I even begin? The Ashton Gate Sporting Quarter is finally getting the green light after years of delays. We're talking about a 5,000-seat basketball arena for the Bristol Flyers and a hotel. It's set to kick off in 2025, and it's going to completely transform the sports scene in the city.
That sounds like a game changer for Bristol's sports infrastructure. But I'm guessing that's not all, right?
You got that right. There's also the Victoria Street Transformation Project. They're starting major construction work on January 14th, 2025, with the goal of making the area more pedestrian and cyclist-friendly. It's about time, if you ask me. I can't tell you how many times I felt like I was taking my life into my hands trying to navigate that area on foot or bike.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. It's been a bit of a nightmare for non-drivers. So, how is this going to change things?
Well, it's not just about safety, though that's a huge part of it. It's about reimagining how we interact with our urban environment. And while we're on the topic of movement, we can't forget about the Bristol Temple Meads Eastern Entrance project. That's a $23 million investment that's going to revolutionise access to one of the busiest transport hubs in the region.
$23 million? That's a significant investment. What kind of changes can we expect to see?
The structural frame is already complete, which is a major milestone. When it's finished, it's going to improve connectivity and access to the station in a big way. It's like Bristol is saying, "Welcome to the future of travel." But wait, there's more. Bristol Airport has just announced a $400 million renovation project. Can you believe the scale of this investment?
£400 million? That's astronomical. What exactly are they planning to do with all that money?
Get this. Over the next 5 years, they're planning to increase the terminal size by 70%. We're talking new restaurants, larger lounges, expanded immigration areas, and improved baggage reclaim. It's like they're building a small city within the airport.
That's incredible. It really shows how much faith there is in Bristol's future as a major transport and business hub. But, with all these massive projects in the pipeline, I can't help but wonder, where are they going to find all the workers to make this happen?
Ah, now that's where things get really interesting. Companies like Dragon Recruitment are stepping up to the plate with some pretty innovative solutions. They're leveraging advanced AI-driven technologies to streamline the recruitment process.
AI in construction recruitment? That sounds intriguing. How does that work exactly?
Well, it's not just about finding bodies to fill positions anymore. These AI systems are designed to match workers with projects where their skills will be best utilised. It's like a high-tech matchmaking service for the construction industry. By using AI to handle a lot of the administrative tasks, companies are freeing up workers to focus on what they do best, building.
That's fascinating. But what does this mean for the workers themselves? Are they just becoming cogs in a machine?
Actually, it's quite the opposite. The efficiency savings from these AI systems are allowing companies to offer more competitive wages. And the AI-driven recruitment process means workers are more likely to be placed in roles that suit their skills and preferences. This leads to higher job satisfaction and productivity.
That makes sense. It's not just about the money, though, is it?
You're absolutely right. It's about recognising the vital role these workers play in shaping the future of our region. These aren't just jobs. These workers are quite literally building the future of Bristol and the South West. And let's not forget, these projects aren't just about buildings and infrastructure. They're about creating opportunities, improving quality of life, and positioning the Southwest as a region that's ready for the future.
It's fascinating to see how technology and human skill are coming together to shape our cities. But I have to ask, what about those who might be skeptical about AI in recruitment? Are there concerns about job security?
That's a valid concern, and it's one that the industry is taking seriously. The key thing to remember is that AI isn't replacing human jobs in construction. It's enhancing them. The goal is to use AI to handle the time-consuming administrative tasks, freeing up humans to focus on the aspects of construction that require creativity, problem-solving, and skilled craftsmanship.
So it's more about augmenting human capabilities rather than replacing them?
Precisely. And in many ways, this approach is creating new opportunities. For example, there's now a growing demand for workers who can interface between the AI systems and the on-site teams. It's opening up new career paths within the construction industry.
That's reassuring to hear. It sounds like the construction industry in the Southwest is not just growing, but evolving.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the big projects we've mentioned. This growth is also driving demand for local housing, community spaces, and smaller infrastructure projects. It's a ripple effect that's benefiting the entire region. Think about it. With all these new developments, there's going to be increased demand for housing in the surrounding areas. This could lead to new residential projects, which in turn creates more jobs and stimulates local economies.
It's like a domino effect of development and growth. But with all this construction, are there any concerns about the environmental impact?
That's an excellent point. Sustainability is a major focus in many of these projects. For instance, the Bristol Airport expansion plans include measures to reduce carbon emissions and improve energy efficiency. Many of the new buildings are being designed with green technologies in mind, such as solar panels, rainwater harvesting systems, and energy-efficient materials.
That's good to hear. It's important that we balance growth with environmental responsibility.
Absolutely. And this focus on sustainability is creating even more job opportunities in the green construction sector. We're seeing a growing demand for specialists in sustainable building practices, renewable energy systems, and eco-friendly materials.
It sounds like an exciting time to be in the construction industry. For our listeners who might be interested in getting involved in this construction boom, what would you say to them?
I'd say that now is an incredibly exciting time to be part of the construction industry in the Southwest. Whether you're a skilled tradesperson, an engineer, or someone looking to start a career in construction, there are opportunities out there. And with companies embracing technologies like AI in recruitment, it's easier than ever to find a role that matches your skills and aspirations.
Well, I think that's a great note to end on. To all our listeners out there, whether you're already in the construction industry or considering a career change, remember, you could be part of building the future of the Southwest.
Couldn't agree more. Every project, from the grand Ashton Gate sporting quarter to the smallest home renovation, is contributing to the growth and development of our region. It's an exciting time to be in construction in the Southwest. And who knows, the next time we do a show on this topic, we might be broadcasting from a studio in one of these new developments.
Now that would be something. Thanks for tuning in to Gen FM. Until next time, keep building, keep innovating, and keep shaping the future of the Southwest.